I was surprised how many people so quickly just seemed like they lost all hope and they were worried and scared and were like, that's it, we're done. You know, there's nothing to hold on to now. We've been betrayed and forsaken. And I just really don't think that's the case at all. Trump is now a marked man. Like, he doesn't just get to walk off the scene and go enjoy his retirement at his little, you know, Mar-a-Lago resort. He's now a marked man. You know, the system has his name, and they're not going to just let him walk away unscathed and, you know, retire in peace. I still firmly believe all the information about these Luciferians is going to be brought forward and to the front, along with the information of what they've done to our children. And I think that the military is who's going to be bringing that forward.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he will guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. So the other thing I'm seeing with the media is that CNN, and I guess CNN, I don't know if other ones have, but I heard a report just today on CNN saying now suddenly the virus is getting better and there's less cases, you know, one day into his presidency, and they were just railing. It's the first time they've been positive. Are we going to see like suddenly everything's clearing up and getting better? Or do you think there'll be a new wave?
You know, it's really got to go one way or the other. If they want to continue to control people with social distancing and masks and all of that stuff, then they will have to continue the pandemic ploy. If they want to look like the saviors who have, you know, done what's right, and because of their efforts, you know, we've overcome this pandemic, then they have to bring it to an end. From what I've been seeing and hearing up until this point, it seems like they have plans to continue the pandemic. So they're continuing to control people socially. But it's hard to know this early which way they're exactly going to take this.
Well, and they did, you know, Biden did put new initiatives in right away that he wants to do that 100 mask mandate executive order so that all federal buildings, he's really cracking down. So that means that people are going to follow through and they are going to ratchet all this stuff up.
Right. And I am seeing some of that. So, you know, that would kind of support that they're going to keep it going or keep it going under preventative measures type things.
Just so awful. Okay. That's just so awful. It's just, oh, that's, you know, that's so evil what they're doing.
Evil law revolt.
Yes. It's just incredible. Another thing that I think is very interesting is they didn't do a single article on Melania Trump. Every single first lady has been on the front of Vogue, has been in all these articles, not one for her. And then all of a sudden they're talking about how the fashion industry is all a buzz because now they can, they're excited about, you know, what, Jill Biden? It's just so absurd. You had probably the most glamorous first lady we've ever had. And, right. And now they're excited about that. It just seems so absurd.
I think that really, you know, Kamala is going to be on the front more than Joe's wife, you know, but it is, it's so absurd. It's like they, you know, they just had no decency to even give her any, you know, good light at all.
It points to their hypocrisy. People, don't they know that people can see this? I mean, they're so brazen that the average person is seeing this behavior and is just kind of shaking their head because it's stupid. It's not even, it's like they've just given up on trying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she definitely wore dresses that were not approved on their approved, you know, fashion list. So I think that was part of it, you know, is that, you know, she made very bold statements with what she wore, and those statements were made directly at all of them. And, you know, they knew that she was saying something, and that,
oh, she was, huh? What was the coding in her dress, in the way she dressed?
Well, like the one time she wore the white dress that had it had drawings from survivors. Another time, like one of the things we pointed out on Riot on Radio was that, or I'm sorry, it was one of my other shows, but like for when her and Trump loaded onto Air Force One for the last time, they both were wearing black. Now, black in that world represents, you know, power. So she got on the plane, Air Force One, dressed in black. When she got off, her dress was very reminiscent of, you know, what you would see on some of the old cards, on the Joker cards, which are like, you know, Trump cards.
Oh.
So she got off the plane in a dress that looked like one of those Joker outfits. So it was kind of interesting, you know. I think she was making a bold statement that the Trump card's about to be played, the wild card. We'll see.
And that's how they speak, right? That's how they speak to each other. They use all this coding, and the average person like me has no clue.
Yeah, they use all the magazines, clothing, everything to make a statement.
Well, the other thing that I've heard, you know, my website got taken down and I'm still working on my domain to be switched over, which is taking way, way longer than a domain just to be switched over should take. We initiated it almost a week ago now, and it's still in process. So it seems that they're holding it or doing something. But my new one, .org, should be up for everybody. It's, you know, it's up for me, but people keep saying they have problems with it. But I just got an email from somebody who is connected, and I'm not going to say who this person is, but they said that my website appears to be under attack from Unit 8200 and Fort Huachuca, Arizona, Army Cyber Warfare Center, and probably the RICO criminal organized crime syndicate run out of the City of London and MI6 called the FBI. So they're saying that I am, And so why?
You got the high levels after you. Some of that might be, you know, from the individuals who monitor me, you know, that after you put out the last video we did, that probably flagged you high in the system where they've got all eyes on you and are going to try to keep us from sharing stuff.
Because I'm wondering, you know, I also, it was right after McInerney came out, but it was also timed with the hit piece in the Rolling Stone magazine. And then now we're seeing all this weird stuff. And I look and I see other patriots and other people who are covering, and nobody else is being targeted like this. I suppose Mike Adams, but he's already kind of recovered. He's in a different boat, but nobody else's website went down except there was a forum that GoDaddy took down for the gun forum, the largest in the world. But besides that, I don't know anybody else's website that's gone down. And it makes me wonder, why are they targeting me so hard? And maybe it is because of our interviews. And it was timed with that Rolling Stone magazine. So are you scaring the hell out of them? I mean, what is going on?
I think it had to do with us revealing the personal, you know, revealing information that only those inside the system have. They know that I'm releasing information from their inside communications through you.
Okay.
Particularly about the protector system. So, you know, they don't want that information out. They don't want everybody. See, what we put out, you know, it's a dangerous world out there. Like, they go after each other. So for now, for everybody who's heard your interview to know that individuals, you know, like you know, Pensy Wensy and Fancy Pants Nancy and, you know, all those people, that none of them have protectors. You know,
that's a big deal.
That's like a, it's a double target. It's a double target. You know, not only do they have white hats after them, but now everybody in the system who possibly could want their position or want to hire them, you know, get themselves to a higher level, now knows that those individuals are vulnerable and they don't have a protector.
That's actually great news.
It is fantastic news, I think, but hey.
Okay, so what else do you think that people really need to know about before we end this interview? I want people, because it's such a hard time right now. So what do people need to hear and know about that, or anything that you can share that they wouldn't be able to get somewhere else that is helpful?
I don't think I have any other, I mean, we've covered all the specific information that I have, but I think for people just to remember to stay strong. And, you know, this is a time really where, you know, we have to decide, are we going to believe in those that we've, you know, been putting our hope in? Are we going to trust those that have been fighting for the freedom of our children in America? Ultimately, are we going to trust God that he's got this, that, you know, that the enemy is really a defeated enemy? We know in the end he doesn't win. So, you know, where are we putting our trust in our faith? And, you know, that's going to determine whether we walk in hope or whether we walk in defeat. And, you know, we're not defeated people. And I would just encourage everybody, you know, to toughen up, because, you know, every war has its ups and its downs and its moments where things are really hard. And if we can't weather through these moments of hardship, you know, we won't endure the war. So, you know, just encourage each other. That would be my other thing, is, you know, encourage each other, keep your own courage up, and trust that, you know, we're not in this alone. We're all in this together. And beyond the U.S., you know, the whole world is watching us, and how we weather the storm is going to determine how they do as well. You know, we've had the Netherlands, Russia, a few, I think Italy was another country named, where all of a sudden the heads of their governments are all stepping down. It's not just one or two. You know, the Netherlands, the entire Congress stepped down. So
same with Italy.
Yeah. So their entire governments are stepping down. They're starting from ground zero. You know, and if we're losing faith, you know, with what we're dealing with, then it's going to make it even harder for them. They don't have the same support system we do. You know, they don't all have military that's, you know, backing them. You know, we've got fellow Americans who are backing us in our military, and, you know, we have to trust that we're all in this together. And we're not alone, and we can be courageous so that the whole world can be courageous at this time.
The other thing is the Kuwait government steps down. I'm looking at some, I did a top 10 list of all the different weird things that have gone on. The other thing is that Edmund D. Rothschild supposedly died.
Right.
What relevance is that to what's going on? Because that he was only 57.
Right.
Well, and he was the chairman of the board of the Rothschild Fund.
Exactly. You know, he was a satanic councilman. He had connections to the Bilderbergs. You know, so very big in that world, especially with the finances, the banking. You know, so I'd encourage people to look at all the deaths that have happened over this past last 2 months. You know, we've had Michael Aquino supposedly died, Michael Karkok, who was the major Nazi that was connected with my situation died. And that was about a year ago. So, you know, all of these big level players are dying. You know, that tells me it's not just by coincidence.
It's too weird. So yeah, what other,
there's too many.
What other advice could you give people to show us that, because a lot of people believe that Trump abandoned the ship, and you said you gave it, you talked about it in his family and that he needed to find another way to get to do this and stuff. But what, is there any other clues that people can look for going forward to show people that he is still fighting for the cause and that he's just one man too? You know, I mean, we all have to get into this. Go ahead.
Well, I think look at his executive order. So the major one that I've been pointing out today was, you know, his executive orders that put that quantum communication system in place. Now, beyond the executive orders for that quantum system, he also, you know, defined the sixth branch of our military, which is Space Force. Well, what the heck does Space Force do? You know, is their job just to work with NASA and, you know, to work with things in outer space? Absolutely not. You know, their specialty is cybersecurity. And, you know, so they're the ones, we've talked about how this is an information war. It's a cyber war. You know, think of all the things with the children, you know, the majority of some of that abuse beyond, you know, it physically happening was that, you know, the children being trafficked, all of that was being videotaped and sold as porn. You know, how did porn circulate? All online, all on the internet. So, you know, what is Space Force really doing? Are they the ones who have been tracking, you know, as Trump put into place that, you know, anybody caught selling or profiting or exploiting children through the internet, you know, there are severe consequences for that. Well, who's enforcing that? Who's been investigating that? Who's been tracking, you know, these porn hubs? You know, I fully believe it's been, you know, Space Force.
Well, people believe that there was always a Space Force. There was two secret Space Forces, and he just made one public so that he could make it legitimate and utilize it. And okay, and that's what you're saying. And the other thing from a positive standpoint is that instead of doing all these wars that destroy us, we could retool these industries, retool the military companies, and use them to go out into outer space. It'd be more profitable. It'd bring hope to humanity. And there's just so much more we could do by retooling and stop killing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. You know, so these are some of the things I think that will encourage people if they look into that. You know, why would he put those things in place? And, you know, I brought out the information that had just come through Glamis Castle this week, which, you know, on the 20th, which is Somerset Belanoff. And in there, in that communication, it states that, you know, it says our former president on, you know, such and such a date initiated or deployed VibeSat, which is another name for that global network. So it proves right there that on the 20th, Trump deployed the global broadcasting system. Now, why would he do that on his supposed last day?
Exactly. Know? Yeah, there's just so many strange things. I think the airplane not coming for Biden is, I mean, those two things are massive.
Well, and, you know, we got to remember, too, Air Force One can be used as a command center if needed. So, you know, he's put in a position where it's not like he's done with his job and retiring. you know, he was put on a plane where he has full access to still control the country. Why would they do that if he's done with his job? The other thing, we had military coming forward that let it slip, you know, it will be a peaceful transition to military power. So that's what we've been told, is that, you know, there's going to be a transition into military power. You know, part of, we talked about the Insurrection Act, and, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, Trump had the ability to, you know, call that out, to put it into operation, but he didn't. But maybe he did. Maybe there were things that had to happen. You know, when you're talking about an insurrection, you're talking about people, foreign powers, who are coming into your country and are trying to, you know, basically usurp the throne, usurp the government. So was Joe taking, doing the inauguration, was that an act of insurrection? That's a question we need to ask. When he did that then enable, you know, because all the documents, all of the signed orders were already in place. So the moment he took that oath, did that then enable the military to step into power and control and give them everything legally they need to do according to the rule of law to take control of our country and our government?
Well, the other question is, Nancy Pelosi just today said that there would be no reason not to pursue impeachment, right? Because that doesn't, it's not going to help unity by giving up on this impeachment thing. Well, to most people who thinks Biden's an illegitimate president, and then they just keep going after and after. This has never happened in U.S. history.
Right.
It's one of those things that make them look, all people like an underdog. It's almost as if they don't, it's almost like they don't get the human psyche. Making Trump seem like an underdog and getting the crap beat out of him makes the majority of the people actually like him. That's human nature.
It does. I mean, it really does. You know, people are seeing that, and more, you know, are being turned to Trump every day.
Because we just don't like seeing that from somebody who seems like a complete hypocrite. Okay. Well, not just seems, they are. Okay. Well, where can people reach you? I know you do every day do radio shows. It's very different than the ones that we do. I mean, you get into very specifics and it's very helpful for people, a different style, but it's very good. Where can they reach you and support your work? Because you're doing such good stuff. I mean, you're doing charity work for people and you're mm-hmm. helping people and you're, I'm just always impressed with all the things that you have going on. So tell us where we can support you and some of the works that you're doing that people can also support.
Yeah. The best way to find out about all that I do is on our team's website, which is www.illuminatethedarkness.com. And on there, we have links to our Patreon, both the one for our ministry, Illuminate the Darkness, and then also for my personal one. And then also there's links to, we have a web store now where we've got merchandise that we've got on there. And then people can also on Amazon get a hold of the book that I've written, His Kingdom Comes in Power. So all of those are, you can find all that information on our website there. And then you'll also find information on the different projects we do. So, you know, I do have four major shows that I'm on weekly. And that would be Right on Radio, and then Aquarius Rising, which is also, it's also called the South Africa Project. So I'm working in conjunction with South Africa to, you know, bring out the truth about how the Illuminati Luciferian system is working within that country. And then I'm also on David Zublik and Good Dog. And So those are the major shows that you can find. And then we always have great projects. My heart, you know, has always been with those who have served our country, primarily the veterans and the whistleblowers. So, you know, we've got our veteran project and a lot of little projects under that. But if you want to support our vets, or right now we've got two whistleblowers that basically the Illuminati system has made it where, you know, they're struggling financially and having a hard time being able to access money. So one of them, you know, they've cut off PayPal and every other form of way that people could, you know, get him money. So, you know, literally it's down to, we have to direct wire from bank to bank for this person to have money to pay bills and rent. But even in doing that, like whoever direct wires, well, now they have that person's banking information and personal information. So they know who's supplying his needs right now. So we've been doing a special fund for those two whistleblowers that, you know, we're just asking if you'd like to donate to them. You can send money, you know, to our ministry or to the Veterans Fund, and just, you know, in the memo line, just put "for the two champions," and we'll make sure that that money is getting to them. And, you know, it's just for their basic, it's paying rent, bills, and food and things like that right now. And then we also have the Netherlands project. Our team member there, Marion, who's directing that area, she just last month went before Congress. They were fighting just to be able to have survivors or people who, you know, have been through sexual traumas be able to share their story and give their evidence. And the government was keeping them from doing that and basically trying to pass laws that that would mean that if you, you know, were raped, you could not press charges against your perpetrator, even if you had evidence. So Marion, you know, was before Congress and speaking with them, and, you know, we won the vote in that, you know, they did not pass that bill. And then, you know, now it's a couple weeks later and the entire Congress has resigned. So that's a huge
win. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's a huge win.
Do you feel that you caused that Congress to resign? I mean, a big part of that?
I think it was our work was supporting the advocates and the survivors who were fighting Congress there in the Netherlands.
Not you. So it was the cause that you were supporting that right. caused that.
Yes, I fully believe Perfect. It was all of those survivors and advocates who were fighting in that.
Excellent.
You know, they were enabled to do what they needed to do. And, you know, they won their fight. So, you know, that was exactly what needed to happen. Yeah. So that's a
good job, yeah. Everybody. Good job. We just have to keep doing it. It works.
That's right.
So, okay. Well, thank you for everything you're doing. I'm watching you do all these good deeds. So I'm very impressed, and I really appreciate you and everything that you're doing. So thank you so much for helping people. And, you know, there's so much trauma and so much suffering that's going on. So having people like you, having a light, there isn't many people like you, but having that light out there and helping people through the suffering and getting them out of that bondage, if you will. So much human suffering. So it's so great to have you and shining that light and making a difference.
Yeah, it takes a team. You know, I appreciate having a platform and a place where I can, you know, put my voice out there. So I think it's all of us working together, you know, that yes. makes the difference and the change. So
yeah. And so I'm glad that you're getting more, you know, your shows are actually getting a lot of views, and I'm hoping it also helps get more views to your other shows that you're doing as mm-hmm. well, because, you know, getting your name out there and helping people hear about you is very important. And so the fact that your show does so, considering I'm kicked off YouTube and they're censoring me every way they can, your show still gets at least 30,000 views every show. And I'd like it to get, it should be getting hundreds of thousands, but still it's getting out there. So I thank everybody for doing that and sharing these shows. And hopefully that'll, it's spilling over quite a bit to your other ones. And I think it is from what I'm hearing. Yep. So that's excellent.
Yep. It's doing good. So I appreciate it. And we'll just continue, keep plucking away. And we're working on that website issue that you're having. So.
Oh my gosh. Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, good. Well, you have a great day. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Oh, you're welcome. You too. All right. Bye, Sarah.